Blog Talk Radio. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, where would we be without you? Father God, we come with humble submission and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity to rejoice in the God of our salvation. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. We want to say thank you for your love, your grace, your mercies, your provisions, your protection, your spirit, your power. Father, we want to say thank you for who you are. Thank you for who we are becoming because of you. Thank you. We confess every sin, everything we shouldn't have done, everything we did that we shouldn't have done, everything we didn't do that we should have done, and anything in between and in the middle. Father, we ask that you would forgive us because we are godly sorry. And we want to thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us when we confess our sins and forsake our sins and we obtain the mercies of the Lord. Thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to bring a word, Father God, to our internet listeners, those, Father God, who can't make it out, those, Father God, who went out but came in and want to hear it again, those, Father God, who are hearing the word for the first time, those, Father God, of our faithful partners who are here every time. God, your word will never return into you void, and it will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we say thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you, and your righteous name. We pray now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries for our fellowship service. Amen. Every day is a good day. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. And we are just so happy to be here. Amen. To proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For this opportunity. Amen. That where the word can be, amen, ministered to. Amen. Administered in the hospital rooms and to the hospice rooms and to every room, the rich room, the poor room, any room, glory be to God, amen. Anybody with a computer, anybody with a cell phone, anybody, amen, and la-di-da-di, everybody, amen, can take advantage, amen, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and it's my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom on this, the Lord's day. You are always welcome. We are here 7 days a week, amen, lifting up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up above the earth, I'll draw all men unto me, amen. And visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry, amen. Glory be to God, and we are moving forward into the Lord's kingdom, amen. I want to read our scripture this morning coming out of book of St. John chapter number 3, St. John chapter number 3, and it reads at like this, verse number 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, the man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it lists, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it come or whither it go. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Jesus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and know not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I had told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man have ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Amen, amen, amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Amen. We want to speak to you for a few minutes today on a subject on the way up. On the way up. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Beloved, in our scripture on today, amen, we want to thank God, amen, for this precious chapter. Amen. Most precious chapter, say the third chapter of St. John. Amen. Hallelujah. Which reveals the purposes in which God allowed Jesus to leave heaven, step down 42 generations, take on the robe of flesh. He became the second Adam, God, the first Adam that God created in the garden, failed when he yielded to the temptation of his wife, who yielded to the temptation of Satan as a bit of the forbidden fruit. At that time, Satan, amen, and evil entered the world. It was not in the world prior to that. Amen. Satan committed high treason, but he could not have pulled it off without the help of Adam and Eve. So they granted Satan, amen, the power to become the prince of the air. Satan was now had dominion over the earth, where man had been given that original dominion by God. When God gave man dominion, told them to be fruitful and to multiply, but because of their sin, they lost it. Sin and death entered into the world, and they were evicted out of the garden. And so because the first Adam sinned, God prepared a second Adam, and his name was Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It was the only way that man could be restored back to God. God looked for a man. He looked for a man, and he could not find a righteous man. So Jesus said, I'll come. I'll come. So Jesus said, stepped down 42 generations. He was born and through the Virgin Mary. Jesus always was. Hallelujah. He didn't exist at the time of his birth through the womb of Mary. He always was. But this is when he appeared to us in flesh. The only way that we can legally operate on planet Earth is you must have an earth suit. Glory be to God. And this is why the devil walks to and fro looking for people that he can possess, because he cannot be successful in his evil endeavors unless he has a body to work through. So our body is our legal entry into planet Earth. Well, Jesus had to take on one also. And so we want to thank God for the Immaculate Conception. Jesus was born without an earthly father because Jesus carried the DNA of his heavenly father. If a woman or a man wants to know who the true father is of the baby, you take a DNA test, because the DNA test will reveal who the daddy is. Well, if you took Jesus' DNA, hallelujah, you will find out that God the Father was his father. It was not, there was not Joseph, Mary's husband, who Mary married after the birth of Jesus. But beloved, all of this took place, amen, as our scripture tells us, amen, in 3 John, amen, that for God so loved the world. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Oh, the love of God, the love of God. It was the love of God. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It was our only way. It was our only hope. Beloved, we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Amen. We was born for doom. A glory be to God because of the first failure of Adam and Eve. But for God so loved the world that he sent us a second Adam. Beloved, Jesus, amen, life on earth, amen, was some people will say it was long. Some people will say it was short, 33 and a half years. Depends on how you look at it. Depends on your perspective. If somebody dies at the age of 33, they say they die young. If somebody's been married for 33 years, they say they was together for a long time. So it all depends on how you look at it. Amen. Glory be to God. But Jesus, amen, was here for 33 and a half years. Jesus had come to the end. Beloved, as we celebrate on Palm Sunday, amen, glory be to God, less than one week away, amen, and Jesus knew that he had come to the end. The purpose for which he was born in the first place was about to manifest. Glory be to God. And here we find ourselves in the book, glory be to God, of Matthew's chapter number 21, some 2,000 years ago, as Jesus was winding up. He was winding it up. Glory be to God, just a couple more days ago, and chapter number 21, it tells us, glory be to God, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, verse number 1, as they approached Jerusalem and came, amen, to the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent 2 disciples, telling them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there. Untie the donkey. Bring the donkey to me. If anyone says anything to you, say the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill which was spoken through the prophet back in Zechariah 9 and 9. It had already been prophesied, beloved, and we see it here again in verse number 5. Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle, and riding on a donkey and on a colt foal of a donkey. So this was already prophesied. It was already prophesied how Jesus was going to spend his last days. When Jesus, amen, got on the back of this donkey, it was prophecy fulfilled. Amen. It was the beginning of the end. It was the countdown. Amen. Less than 1 week to go. Amen. Hallelujah. And it would all be over. Less than 1 week to go. And Jesus had fulfilled the purpose for which he had come. Less than 1 week to go. But Jesus wasn't going to ride in on an Uber. Jesus wasn't going to ride in on public transportation. Jesus wasn't going to walk in. The Bible said that Jesus was going to ride, amen, on a donkey. And the Bible tells us, beloved, that the disciples did as Jesus instructed them. They brought the donkey, cloaked the donkey. Jesus sat on the donkey. And in verse number 8, it says a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. That's why we, amen, call the Sunday before the resurrection, amen, Palm Sunday, amen, because, you know, people took their branches and took their trees and, you know, just gave honor and reverence, amen, unto Hosanna, Hosanna. It tells us, amen, that the people shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Glory be to God. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem. He entered into Jerusalem. Amen. It was the beginning. He knew it was the last ride. He knew it was the last ride. He knew that he wouldn't be riding again. He knew that there was no way out. Glory be to God. He knew that he was coming in, amen, to die. He knew it, beloved, amen. Yet he was not discouraged. Yet the Bible tells us that he continued to work. He continued to do the will of God, even though he knew, amen, that the hours was counting down. Oh, glory be to God. And, beloved, as we go on, glory be to God, and we'll be talking about it more on this week, amen, glory be to God. Jesus, amen, went through a series of events. A series of events, amen, for him to get, amen, to the last event, glory be to God, when the Bible tells us that Jesus was crucified. And we'll be going into the series of events that he went through, amen, this week. So come on back and follow us. Beloved, we're going to speed it on up, amen, glory be to God, amen, until Good Friday. And we'll be having a wonderful, wonderful Good Friday services to which all of you are invited. Amen, for our Good Friday services, and we're going to have seven powerful speakers come and elaborate, amen, on the seven last sayings of Christ. Beloved, I want to speed forward to say, amen, that Jesus, after 33 years, amen, glory be to God, amen, entered into that last chapter of his life as he got on that donkey, went into Jerusalem, glory be to God, on Palm Sunday, counting down less than 1 week, amen, an innocent man, a man who had never done anything but love, a man who had never done anything but heal, performed miracles, and did the will of his Father. There was not a blemish to be found in Jesus. So they had to lie and make something up in him because there was nothing to be found. He was perfect. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. He was a man of prayer. Amen. He was a man of power. He was a man of fasting. He was a man of love. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is our God and our Lord and our Savior. Well, beloved, Jesus died. Jesus died. Do you believe? Yes, yes, yes. Jesus died because he had to die. Glory be to God. And we'll go into that. Amen. Hallelujah. Next week. Amen. Why he had to die. Amen. Let your speed forward. Amen. Let you know he died. Amen. Now behold the Lamb, the precious Lamb of God. Amen. The Lamb was slain. Amen. Hallelujah. As a sheep before the slaughter, he died. But he died, amen, because he gave his life away. Nobody took his life away. Amen. Jesus, amen, he died. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, amen, that was the sacrifice that was acceptable unto God to redeem man back unto himself. There had to be a sacrifice. God got tired of the blood of bulls and bullocks. He got tired of the blood of sheep. He got tired because the people would atone for their sins once a year, and then they would go back to party in the other 364 days, and God got tired of it. Glory be to God. So hallelujah. So Jesus was the perfect Lamb of God. And Jesus died. Yes, they did put nails in his hands and his arms. They put nails in his feet. Yes, Jesus was unrecognizable. Yes, he died. Oh, glory be to God. And after Jesus had died, and this is what Good Friday is about, beloved, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, he was buried in the grave. Come on, somebody. Love took him to the cross. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Love carried him through Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, even though he knew that that was it for him. Amen. Love brought him to the cross. He could have called 10,000 legions of angels at any time to deliver him. Glory be to God. And love, hallelujah, it's because of the love of God. God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus. Jesus so loved the people that he gave his life that Christ died. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. They buried him. They buried him. They buried him. They buried him. 3 days later, they went looking for him. They couldn't find him. The Muslims say that they stole Jesus' body. That's why they couldn't find him, huh? But even if they stole Jesus' body, they can't find the bones. They can't find any residue. Why? Because it's not to be found. Jesus rose again. Somebody say Jesus rose again. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus rose again, beloved. We have witnesses. We have Mary. Amen. Hallelujah. And 500 other disciples that saw Jesus after Jesus was resurrected from the grave on the third day. Jesus got up. Glory be to God. Love lifted him. I said love took him. Love caused him to leave heaven in the first place. Glory be to God. Love, amen, caused him, beloved, amen, to sacrifice 33 and a half years here on planet Earth. I said love is what took him to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. I said love is what took him to the cross. And I said love is what lifted him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And, beloved, the Bible tells us, amen, hallelujah, that after Jesus was resurrected from the grave, amen, after 40 days, amen. He went back up. Ah, ha, ha. He went back up to heaven. He went back to where he started. Amen. He went back and took his seat back. He still has the hole in his hands and his holes in his feet. When we see Jesus and go to embrace Jesus, beloved, we're going to see, amen, hallelujah, the glory of God, amen, coming through those two holes in his feet and in his hands. Oh, glory be to God. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, amen, chapter number 1, verse number 9, and it says, after he said this, he was taken up. He was taken up. Somebody underline that word. He was taken up before their very eyes with a cloud, and a cloud hid him from their sight. This was after the resurrection. This was after Jesus was raised from the dead. This is when they saw him. They touched him. They ate with. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and he went up. Somebody says, hallelujah, on the way up. On the way up. Verse number 10 says, and they were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken up. Somebody say, going up, I'm going up, I'm going up. Hallelujah. Into heaven will come back the same way in which you have seen him go into heaven. Hallelujah. Somebody say, on the way up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Luke chapter number 24. Amen. Verse number 50. It says, when he had led them out of the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Somebody said, taken up, on the way up. I'm on the way up. He was taken up into heaven. Then they worship him and return to Jerusalem with great joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, beloved. I come to give you some good news today. Hallelujah. The same way Jesus was taken up. The same way Jesus was taken up out of the grave after 3 days and three nights. The same way Jesus was taken back up to heaven after 40 days after his resurrection. I come to give you some good news today for all of you who are born again. All of you who are seeking the master. All of you who are walking in faith, love, and obedience. I got some good news. We're going to be caught up to meet him. We're going up, and we're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me close this morning. Hallelujah with this scripture. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! And we can find it in the book of 1 Thessalonians. Amen. Chapter number 4. Oh, yes. Thank you, God. And it reads like this, beginning in verse Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Verse number 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. Somebody say we're going to be caught up. Somebody say I'm going up. I'm going up. We're going to be caught up with them in the clouds to meet them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. We're going up, saints. We're going up. We're going up. We're going up to meet him. We're going up to meet him. He's coming back. He's coming back soon. Glory be to God. He's not coming back to the earth, coming back in the clouds. And we are going to be caught up to meet him in the air. And so shall we forever be with the Lord. The same way Jesus went up, we are going up. Beloved, this is a time to rejoice. Glory be to God. We do not have to be as those who have no hope. Glory be to God. Our days are bright and it's going to get brighter. Glory be to God. The latter shall be greater because we're going to be caught up. We're not going to be left down here with this sin and turmoil and all the confliction. No, beloved, there's a traveling day. We're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Glory be to God. Jesus went up to prepare a place for us. He said, behold, I prepared thee a mansion. Glory be to God. There's a house built for us. There's highways. There's byways of gold. It's never dark. We don't have to worry about darkness. We don't have to worry about sin. We don't have to worry about crime. We don't have to worry about death. We don't have to worry. All our worrying days is over because we're going up to meet him. Beloved, we're on the way up. We're on the way up. For all of you who know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, we are on the way up. But beloved, if there's a group of us and a crowd of us on the way up, that means that there's a greater crowd on the way down. Beloved, let me tell you, it is not appointed. Hallelujah. It is not God's desire for any man to perish. Oh, glory be to God. But you got to choose if you want to go up or if you want to go down. The Bible says that the highway to heaven is a narrow way. It's a straight way. Not a lot of people going that way up, but the way down is a broad way, and many there be on the way down. Beloved, hallelujah, it's only one, two ways, two destinations, heaven or hell, nothing in between. But you got to choose you this day whom you shall serve. God has given you a free will. He didn't make you a robot. No, he didn't. You got to choose heaven. You got to choose God. God does not want anybody in heaven who don't want to be there. If you don't want to be there, that's your choice. Glory be to God. But if you do, God has made a way for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Come on, somebody. You got to come to Jesus. White man, black man, beggar man, thief, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, come on, somebody. You got to come to Jesus. Come just like you are. Come with your hang-ups. Come with your sins. Come with your faults. Come with your idiosyncrasies. He'll take you just as you are. But he loves you too much to keep you that way. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Come to Jesus. There's room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, still there's some room for one. There is room at the cross for you. Hallelujah. All you have to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. It's just that simple. It's so simple we overlook it. It's so simple we take light of it. We say, truly, it must be more to it than this. Beloved, amen, but there's no more. If you would just believe. If you just believe. For those of you, amen, who like to take that step of faith today. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And tell the Lord, I'm ready. Don't wait till next Sunday. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till tonight. Amen. Come on right now and give Jesus your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Just asking the Savior. Repeat after me if you will. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe that you're the Son of God and God the Son. I believe that you paid for my sins with your blood on the cross. I believe that God raised you from the dead, and I now by faith accept the gift of salvation. I take the hand of faith and receive the gift of salvation. Come into my heart. Forgive me for my sins. Save me, Lord Jesus. Save me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the angels rejoicing right now. I hear the angels in heaven rejoicing right now over your salvation. Welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me, Lord. I receive it by faith according to your promise. And that settles it. I don't ask for a sign. I don't look for a feeling. I stand on your word. I trust you and you only. Thank you for saving me. Now give me the courage to make it public and help me not to be ashamed of you. Begin now to make me the person you want me to be. In your name I pray. In Jesus' name I thank you. And in Jesus' name I pray. Father, we thank you for the souls that have just given their lives to you by faith, believing and receiving. Oh, Father God, help them. Give them a hunger and a desire to walk at the righteousness. Help them to be planted in good soil, a good church, a good ministry such as this ministry that teaches the unadulterated word of God. Father God, thank you for them. In Jesus' name. Amen. On the way up, you're on down on the way up. You reversed your position. And now we're on the way up. Hallelujah. It is not the end, but the beginning of a new life, a new purpose, and a new journey in the Lord's kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the way up, we're on the way up. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll be teaching all this week, amen, about those steps. Amen. Those last days, after Jesus entered into Jerusalem. Amen. Hallelujah. On his way to Calvary. Come on and join us. Amen. We're on this platform every morning, 6 a.m. live Eastern time. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We also have an altar prayer where we're praying two times a day. Amen. For you, and for you. Come and bring your prayer request to the altar. Amen. We have Wednesday night Bible studies. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have a whole lot of other things in the background, in the middle, and in the forefront. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. While you're there, hit the connect button. Amen. Hallelujah. We ask for your consideration to financially support this ministry, that we will continue to take ministry where ministry has not gone. Amen. Glory be to God. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Life, L-I-F-E, Word, W-O-R-D, Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. And we want to thank God for you, and for you. We love hearing from you. Send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. And just share with us. Amen. And we want to send you out some information and materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. Amen. To God be all the praise, to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. Okay, hallelujah. My name is Apostle Dr. Alfreda. My pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. And just know, as Jesus went up, we're going up. And he said, as we're going up, if we would just lift him up, and he would draw all men unto himself. God bless you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Blessings to you and to your family.